7 incumbent senators are facing primary challenges, and 7 incumbent House members are also facing opposition from inside their own parties. Most of those are Democrats.
There's clearly a movement further to the left.
That's Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington.
As the new generation of politicians emerge, they are looking at a more liberal view of the Democratic Party than some of the more establishment Democrats who've been in Richmond for a while.
Senator Dick Saslaw and Senator Linwood Lewis are both facing opposition from the liberal wing of their party, for example. But Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says a similar situation is happening on the right.
Just like moderate Republicans like Emmett Hanger, if he survives his challenge, will get pushed to the right. So ultimately, we'll see the effects of these challenges in the General Assembly session.
Now, incumbents usually have the power to raise more money, and they rarely lose. But this upcoming primary season could end up being a test for both parties. Do voters think they're liberal enough or conservative enough? Or are voters willing to send moderate incumbents into a general election campaign this fall? I'm Michael Pope.